A Pan-African organization, Shelter Afrique, is made available to Ghana $100 million to support the provision of affordable housing for people in the middle-income bracket. This forms part of government deliberate policy to encourage more entities to invest in the housing sector, thereby reducing the country's housing deficit. This came to light when the managing director of Shelter Afrique, Alassane Ba, paid a courtesy call on President John Evans Atta Mills and briefed him on the activities of the Pan-African organization at the Council Usu. Our presidential correspondent Seti Yah reports.
Shelter Afrique is a Pan-African organization that provides funds towards the construction of affordable houses. Ghana is the 43rd and latest country to join after buying $10 million shares. This has therefore made Ghana the third largest shareholder. By virtue of Ghana's membership, Home Finance Company, HFC, has been given $5 million to provide mortgage houses for Ghanaians. Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, first briefed President Atta Mills on Ghana's share in Shelter Afrique.
You recall that, Your Excellency, you allowed us to buy shares in this Pan-African housing organization. There are two major shareholders in this Pan-African organization, ADB and then Africa Re. We were aiming at acquiring 10% shares of this big housing Pan-African organization. You allowed us to pay $10 million. At the time we bought it, the share value has gone up. So as we're speaking now, we have 8.4% of the shares. That puts us a third or the fourth largest shareholder in this Pan-African organization. It's a housing organization, and looking at the importance of housing to Ghana and the fact that even as we're speaking, they are giving one private company some $5 million loan. It means that this particular organization will support us in our drive to provide housing for our people.
President Mills said, in spite of the challenges preventing the STX housing project from taking off, government is so determined to either support or join any individual or groups to reduce the country's housing deficit.
Our decision to become shareholders of Shelter Afrique was indeed informed by the fact that it's an important institution and housing is one of the most important requirements if indeed one wants to ensure that people live in comfort and are given or are supplied with the basic necessities of life. Having a shelter over one's head is something that we all crave for. Unfortunately for us, we have a housing stock deficit of almost 1.3 million housing units. And therefore, anyone who suggests or who displays his or her willingness to help us beef up our housing stock is indeed someone worth sitting down and discussing issues with rather seriously. We are happy that we are members of Shelter Afrique because of the opportunities that this institution offers to us as a government and more importantly to the private sector, the real estate developers and to individuals who want to build their own houses. We in this country have been grappling with the development of the housing sector, and therefore our joining your institution could not have come at a better time.
The managing director of Shelter Afrique, Alhassan Ba, said the Pan-African body is determined to make an impact in Ghana's housing sector.
We believe with the guidance of the government, with the support of the government, we can succeed. Our objective in the very near term to invest something not less than $100 million. In this country, we believe there is a good potential, and we believe through the partnership and through the leveraging of the resources, we'll be able to achieve this very important component of your policy. We are happy, and we are in the good hands, getting a lot of guidance, lot of support, and we believe with your willingness, with your commitment, in this sector, a lot of things can be achieved. And we stand for that, and we are ready to support the government of Ghana, the people of Ghana, the parliament of Ghana, in order to make a big difference in the housing sector.
Deputy Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, told Radio Ghana that more entities are talking to government on the provision of affordable houses for Ghanaians. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.